Diane Roberts here with new writing from Florida State University. MFA candidate Sakina Hoffler reads, "They Laughed."
It sounded like the polite chuckle of two strangers slightly amused about fickle weather rather than a father truly trying to amuse his daughter. After ripping up the ticket, he said, "I walked back to the office and found a virus eating my hard drive. Of course, this would be the same day our client that Sue in Bellevue shows up. Ha ha ha, Daddy. You're so funny." He sat at the head of the dining room table. She sat next to him in the seat she always sat in when there had been four of them instead of two. He still wore his work shirt and his tie, though loosened, still dangled from his neck. She wore the uniform she pulled on just before entering the house, which still bore her sister's name, Kara. What he did say next, how he helped his client with what he knew until the files were recovered, and when he found a new ticket waiting on his car, he ripped that one up also. "Daddy, you can't keep tearing those things up. They're going to arrest you." What he didn't say, how he had actually spent hours scrolling through CNN, MSNBC, NJ.com, the missing and exploited children sites, then clicked on an ad titled "Looking for Kara." This ad led him to a website that included a topless porn star named Kara Lively, one that was not his Kara, and a virus. Or how he didn't realize he'd even touched the second ticket until he saw the shreds of paper littering the ground. The name scrawled on the tag of the shirt the daughter wore and the name the father searched for on the internet was Carol Singleton. No one ever mentioned that name. No one removed the picture of them laughing at Myrtle Beach that sat on top of the mantle. No one ever made the favorite dish of barbecue chicken. No one spoke of how the other daughter started to resemble Kara. No one bothered the mother that lay in bed all day, every day, next to a stack of unread books. And no one discussed how they wished Kara had been abducted instead of choosing to walk out on her family.